A shocker in Chicago. That's your lead story for this morning's Buzzcast. It's Tuesday. It's April 28th. I'm Abe Madcor. I was shocked yesterday when I heard that the Blackhawks fired President and CEO John McDonough after more than 12 years with the organization, where he helped oversee three Stanley Cup titles. Now, the organization was in the midst of a record 531 home sellout streak prior to the NHL stopping play just a month ago. But it is known that the team has not qualified for the postseason since 2017. There could be a long rebuild there. Hard to say whether owner Rocky Wirtz thought McDonough was in it for the long haul. I have not heard much other intel around the move. There are some speculating that Rocky Wirtz wanted a more true hockey person overseeing the organization. But everybody has to agree that the timing is surprising. In the middle of March, Rocky Wirtz, even after play had been paused, expressed confidence in McDonough and what he was doing. So no idea really what happened in the interim from Rocky Wirtz's remarks in March till yesterday's termination of John McDonough. I will say McDonough's incredibly talented, a strong leader. He did it at the Cubs. He did it at the Blackhawks. Be interesting to see what the future holds for John McDonough. But big changes for the Blackhawks organization yesterday. Let's shift to the agency news, where the New York Post is reporting today. Not surprising, considering what we've talked about, is that Endeavor is looking to raise $250 million by June in a bid to kind of bring in some cash flow and offset the crush of the coronavirus pandemic has had on that company. We've written about their furloughs and their struggles at Endeavor. Apparently, Ari Emanuel, according to the New York Post, is looking to Silver Lake, which of course owns more than 40% of Endeavor, and Silver Lake is looking for other institutional investors looking to get to that $250 million figure. That would allow them basically to keep the operation and organization running and invest in, I would say, the basics: people, rent, employee salaries, and other things. But the New York Post with a big report today on Endeavor looking to raise capital and get it from Silver Lake. Let's shift to the NBA. Two interesting stories. First, the LA Times reported yesterday that the Lakers returned approximately $4.6 million they received from the Paycheck Protection Program, which of course was intended to help small business. But after reports of large or highly capitalized entities receiving and securing funds were publicly disclosed, the Lakers obviously felt uncomfortable and returned the money. Now remember, as a business with approximately 300 employees, the Lakers were eligible for the PPP loan, which of course is a forgivable loan, but the Lakers in the end decided that they would return the money. Meanwhile, the NBA yesterday did announce that teams can reopen practice facilities under specific guidelines, and the guidelines are long, but that will happen on May 8th. There was talk that they could open as early as this Friday in states where some of the stay-at-home shelter provisions had been lifted. Specifically, Georgia was mentioned, but the Hawks yesterday said that they had no plans to open their facility, that they wanted to be cautious, and they wanted to really look at the medical community for guidance. So that caused the NBA potentially to move the date back to May 8th. In addition, owners like Mark Cuban went public to say they were surprised by the NBA's move and learned about it only through press reports. So interesting potential communication gap there with that decision. I've got three soccer notes of interest. One, we know that the EPL is planning to resume the season with matches at approved stadium. They're waiting for the government to decide. A potential start date of June 8th has been widely reported. One interesting figure I saw, through their study, the EPL calculated it needs a minimum of 300 people for a match to take place behind closed doors. I know that's something that the leagues and teams are focusing on, just how many people need to be in the building. The EPL believes it's about 300. Staying at the EPL, Liverpool has pushed back its proposed development of the Anfield Road stand. This was going to be starting in December. They were going to add about 7,000 additional seats to Anfield Road, with the majority of them to be sold on general admission. This was a much buzzed about kind of renovation project at this historic facility. They wanted to begin in December, but obviously they have pushed that back now by 12 months. So the earliest target date for completion is now in the summer of 2023. So we're seeing more and more impact from this coronavirus pandemic on all aspects of the sports business. Staying with soccer, but American American soccer, the NWSL right now is planning to start its season right now for the final weekend in June. That's their target date. They hope to get 16 to 20 games in this season, and that they hope to really become the first pro sports league to return to play. Let's end with two other final notes. ESPN, on the lookout for more and more programming. Well, it is nearing a deal to broadcast multiple Korean baseball organization games each week. So the exact how long a deal is and the proposed financial terms of the deal weren't immediately clear. This was a report from overseas where ESPN is looking to bring Korean baseball games to its airwaves. And finally, interesting note I've been hearing about more and more. It started with Tim Leiwicki at Oakview Group saying that they were going to create a whole division of sanitization and hygiene within their facilities. I've heard more and more organizations looking to add senior executives to the role of health and wellness officer or hygiene officer. I think you're going to see that position created for all teams, venues, and at the league level. There was a tweet yesterday that the NBA informed each team to assign a senior executive to the role of facility hygiene officer, and I believe you're going to see that as a very formal position in the future. So it's a pretty busy Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Abe Matcor. That is your Morning Buzzcast. Have a safe, healthy, and good day today, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.